This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts pitcher Brian Longpre. Brian, we just received you from Vancouver. First year that the Jays have the affiliate in Vancouver, word is that the crowds are terrific. How was your experience there?
It was wonderful. I love the fans up there. The fans really, really support the team, and even more so now that it's a Canadian team, the Toronto Blue Jays affiliate for the Vancouver Canadiens. And I just had an amazing experience up there. Really loved it. The team was great. Coaches were awesome. And just the whole city was amazing.
Describe how you came to be signed by the Blue Jays.
I got a call a few days after the draft. I was a free agent sign. And, you know, I signed with them that day and was on a flight the next morning.
Just came out of the blue?
Yeah, you know, I was hoping to get a call and see my name during the draft. And it was a little disappointing when it didn't happen, but, you know, I was really excited. I was really, really excited the next day when I got a phone call.
You were signed out of Cal State Northridge. Before then, though, you went to Grossmont. Why?
I was actually started at San Diego State, and I wasn't playing baseball at first. I was just going to school, and I hadn't decided whether I wanted to still play baseball or not. And I decided to go to Grossmont to pursue baseball. And I think it was, you know, one of the best decisions I've ever made. I didn't want to give up on my dream, and I'm glad I didn't.
You got a degree there, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I got my degree from Cal State Northridge and finished up school before I signed. So,
what'd you get your degree in?
I got my degree in finance.
Why?
I've just always wanted to pursue finance since I was a little kid. I had a role model of mine who was in finance, and it always fascinated me as a little kid. And I always knew that's what I wanted to do.
Any particular area?
I've always wanted to be a financial planner. I've interned a little bit with Morgan Stanley Smith Barney.
Excellent.
And I've always loved it. It's something I'm comfortable with and something I enjoy helping people with. So,
speaking with Lugnuts pitcher Brian Longpre, I read that you once met John Wooden. What was that like?
It was pretty cool. You know, he's definitely an idol of mine, amazing coach, amazing mentor. Both my parents went to UCLA, so he was someone that I look up to a lot, his coaching philosophy. And that was pretty special being able to meet him. I got his autograph. I'll never forget that day.
So you have someone who you look up to in finance. You have John Wooden. Who do you look up to in baseball?
You know, I've had a lot of role models. I would say all my coaches. I've been really lucky that throughout my years I've had a lot of great coaches, pitching coaches, managers. Steve Rousey at Northridge had a big impact on me, my high school coach, Phil Torres. So I've been really lucky to have a great group of coaches to teach me.
What's one thing that a coach told you that has really always stuck with you on the mound?
Probably Steve Rousey told me, you know, compete every day. And I think that's something that I incorporate into my game plan always. There's always little things you can do. But I think when you're out there competing and you're giving your best, all those little things are going to fall into place.
Did you come into the season with any goals?
Yeah, you know, my goal is always to not walk a single batter and throw strikes. And, you know, of course, I think your goals progress as the season goes on and you see where you're at. Just like a starting pitcher, his goal every single time he steps out there first innings, you know, throw a perfect game and then progresses from there.
We're seeing you out of the bullpen. Did you ever start?
I used to start, yeah. I started in high school, and I started in junior college and a little bit at Northridge. But I think I'm a lot more comfortable as a reliever, and I've had a lot more success out of the bullpen.
What's life like down in the bullpen, especially in the early and middle innings?
It's usually a little more fun in the beginning innings when the starter's out there. It gets a little hectic later in the game because you never know who's going in, and you know, you're always getting ready and ready to be in the game. So it's a little more fun early on when you can be comfortable down there.
What's the scouting report on you as a pitcher? What pitches do you throw?
I throw a four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, sinker, curveball, and a changeup.
What's the most recent pitch that you've learned?
I think I've really developed the changeup more recently, the circle changeup, and that's been a huge part of my success this year, I think.
Just spoke with Sean Griffith, who says that he also throws a circle changeup. There are all sorts of different kinds of changeups. Why choose that one?
I've tried different changes. I've pretty much gone through the gauntlet of changeups, really, and it's the one I think that I can throw the most accurate, and I think that's the most effective one for me, at least.
Makes sense. And finally, what's your best moment in baseball, your best baseball memory?
Probably my best baseball memory was throwing a no-hitter in high school. It was pretty special. It was probably the most nervous I've ever been, going out there knowing what was happening. But definitely once it was over, it was probably my most amazing baseball moment for me.
Brian Longpre, Lansing Lugnuts pitcher. Brian, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.